Hi, I'm Carl Azuz, and this is CNN Student News. We hope you enjoyed the long weekend. Our first story today is about infrastructure, the fundamental systems that serve a city, state, or country. So things like power plants, roads, and bridges. Part of this bridge in Washington State collapsed last week when a tractor trailer with an oversized load hit an overhead part of the bridge. Several vehicles fell into the water. Rescue crews showed up to help the victims. Three people were injured. Officials estimate that it's going to cost $15 million to fix the bridge. It's part of an important shipping route between the U.S. and Canada. Nearly $14 billion in cargo crosses that bridge every year. Authorities are hoping to have a temporary bridge up next month and a permanent bridge up in September. In other parts of the country, people have been struggling through different forms of severe weather. In San Antonio, Texas, huge amounts of rain over the weekend led to flash floods. At least three people were killed. Thousands of people lost their power, and dozens of streets were closed because of it. San Antonio's fire chief said that on Saturday, in 15 hours, 250 water-related calls came in. Up in the Northeast, it looked more like winter than spring. This is late May. Vermont seemed to get some of the worst of this. Up to 7.5 inches of snow fell in some parts of the state. One concern there is about the snowfall weighing down trees and branches. That could increase the chance of them falling on power lines.
See if you can ID me. I'm an American organization that was founded in 1910. Since then, I've had more than 100 million members. My highest rank is Eagle, and my motto is Be Prepared. I'm the Boy Scouts of America, and I aim to build the character, values, and fitness of young people.
Next year, there's going to be a change to a Boy Scouts membership policy. Starting on January 1st, the organization will allow young people who are openly gay to join. Last week, the group's national council voted for the change. They also decided to maintain the current policy of not allowing gay adult leaders. The reaction to openly gay youth joining the Scouts has been mixed. Here's what a former Scout leader and a former Eagle Scout had to say about it.
This is a victory for scouting. It's a victory for gay youth. Gay youth will no longer have to hide in the closets when they're participating in their scout activities and with their troops. So it gives freedom to and acceptance to gay youth in the scouting program. It's historic.
I can't, in good conscience, represent the scouts anymore because of the abandonment that I see of the basic values, the transcendent, God-given, Bible-based values that the Scouts have been based on for over a century.
In Moore, Oklahoma, graduation ceremonies happened as planned on Saturday. The town is recovering from last week's devastating tornado, which was on the minds of the graduates.
We're damaged, but we survived. We're hurt, but we are resilient. We're graduating, but we are not done with our success.